It sure was nice of Zara to throw some extra coins for doing a good job on that delivery to Springville. You'd think that she would have hired a private delivery service by now. Well, I guess that's what we're here for, right? Surely she could have offered us a free meal once in a while, though. The smell of sautéed matsutake is still making my mouth drool. Don't you have something to eat here? I'm starving. Speaking of which, I forgot we had this. It's that glowing potion we got from Sucrose this morning. She said something about it being highly unstable. Sounds dangerous. Maybe we should chuck it? You're right. That wouldn't be nice. Let's taste it instead. It doesn't look any worse than what you end up drinking before a fight. Why is it all glowy? Tastes magical. Maybe it's a special potion. Oh, good stuff. We gotta ask Sucrose for the recipe. You know what? Maybe let's not do that. I feel all tingly. Oh no. Give me a hand here. I'm turning all sparkly and glowy. Whoa! What's going on? What's with that shocked look on your face? Is something wrong? Oh, sweet Barbatos, I'm a giant. My feet reach all the way to the floor now. And I'm hardly floating at all. Well, what's going on? I transformed into a human girl? Like with long legs, hips, and boobs? That's horrible. You've got to change me back now. Huh? I don't look half bad. What's that supposed to mean? Are you thinking of me as emergency food again? I'm beautiful. You don't usually say that kind of thing. Are you okay? Thanks, I guess. I don't know how to feel about it. I feel so much heavier. These boobs don't really help that much. How does Jean manage these things? Firm and squishy. Like those slimes we fight all the time. Hey, you're turning all shades of red. Are you okay? If I didn't know any better, I'd bet you were feeling pretty aroused right now. You can't hide that kind of thing from me. I know how much of a perv you are. I may not always be around, but I'm always watching, you know? Oh yeah, every minute. Did you really think you've had a single moment of privacy all this time? I know how you eat, how you sleep, and most importantly, I know all about that big thing you've got down there. Crossing your legs isn't gonna hide it, you know. Come on, let Paimon see. It's not like I don't know where it's been. How am I able to know your every move? Well, let's just say you and me are much closer than you think. I will admit, I have been keeping a few secrets from you all, but now's not the appropriate moment to bring it to light. I have my own plans, you know? Let's just say that, I have seen the issues of humanity. And let's just say I want to fix it. I sound familiar to you. I have no clue what you're talking about. I mean, for all you know, we're just friends, right? But on a serious note, I have been watching everything you've been doing so far. And honestly, since we don't have the most pleasant of history, I have grown a bit more fond of you. Though that might not mean anything in the end. Though maybe it might. Who really knows? But I know all about Noelle and Jean and Lisa, Amber, Barbara. Jeez, who's not on your rifle hit list? I didn't think I'd get my chance, you know? Being your little traveling companion and all. But hey, I'm not so little now, right? Truthfully, I could have generated a more mature form myself with my own magics. But that would have been a complete waste of energy, especially seeing that this potion would do it itself. Oh, come on. Did you really assume I didn't know the magical properties of this potion? I'm a very good actor after all. But I am so tired of being left out. Paimon just wants to have fun with you too. So why don't we start with this? Oh wow, that sure looks yummy. Of course I know what to do with it. It's just like eating a chicken mushroom skewer. Only this time. I know it's better to take my time with it. Oh, and no teeth, of course. Well, maybe just a little bit. So hard and hot. I can't believe I've been missing out on this. This is the first time I've ever done this with a human. Oh, and I just knew you'd be the first one. I've foreseen it anyway. This tastes like sticky honey roast. Mm. Your hips are starting to shake. Are you close? Don't worry, I remember what to do. Come on my count, okay? That was awesome. Oh, shouldn't let any of it go to waste. Now I totally understand why the girls do this for you. It's emergency food. I was a bit hungry earlier and now I'm so full. You've been holding out on me, silly. I think I could get used to this body type once in a while. For now, you deserve to get some rest. So I'll just poof away for a little while. But just remember, no matter where you go or what you do, I'm always watching you. Oh, and speaking of which, I might just know where your sister's at. If you keep pleasuring me like this. Perhaps, maybe I could tell you. How do I know? Well, I've been around, and I have heard some things. So maybe I could help you out. But just remember, always watching.